Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out, as always, to our producer, Jacob. Hey, Jacob, how are you doing today?
Doing really well today. How are you, Erica?
I am doing good. I got my first dose of the COVID vaccination on Friday.
Nice. I actually got mine on Sunday as well.
I was tired. I slept a lot on Saturday. But hey, it's good to do my part to get us back to normal. So today's episode is named Self-Care is Not Selfish. And Jacob, this is a topic I have had on the show before, and I know we have had conversations about, and it's such an important one, and it bears reminding and repeating, and I'm so happy that we're doing it again. But how long did it take for you to really understand and believe that self-care is not selfish?
I think that's a journey I'm still on, honestly, but I think, you know, I really started exploring that idea when I was in college, and, you know, that was, you know, I started that 6 years ago or so. And then when I graduated a couple years ago, I found myself still kind of not fully believing that it wasn't selfish. But, you know, when you bring people into it and you start to kind of change your mindset, you know, I'm kind of starting to get into that place now, I would say.
And it's kind of like working out, right? It's a muscle that you have to maintain to keep it building and working well.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I think many, you know, if not most people lead very busy and involved lives. They're juggling careers, families, social life, fun activities, volunteer activities, education, and just other commitments. So finding time for that self-care can be a challenge. And in some cases, people view it as an indulgence rather than a priority. And really, you know, in all honesty, practicing that self-care ensures that the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual access that everybody has is energized. And really, when you do that, you show up as the best part of yourself. And that is what my guest, Janet Christensen, and I will be discussing today. Self-care ideas, options, tools, and strategies, and how to choose what will work best for you. But first, let me tell you a little bit about Janet. She is amazing. She is a coach, author, speaker, and facilitator based in London, Ontario, Canada. And she focuses on helping people realize and achieve their potential with purpose and inspiration. She has worked with a diverse range of clients globally, including corporate, entrepreneurial, and private individuals. Prior to starting her own business in 2001, Janet had over 25 years of success in corporate world in the senior leadership and management roles, sales, training, and personnel. Janet is a graduate of Western University, has 5 coaching accreditations, and is a Master Passion Map Coach. Janet was a recipient in 2013 of the Professional Woman Network Literacy Award. She has co-authored over 20 collaborative books and had several published articles. Most recently, in 2020, Janet decided to close her incorporated business and is now semi-retired. A goal that we all have. Janet's focus and commitment continue to be to help people embrace their authenticity, be empowered, and live the life of their desires. And without further ado, welcome, Janet. I am so happy that you have joined us today.
Hello, Erica. Delightful to be with you. And thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show.
I am happy to have you. This is a topic that is near and dear to my heart as well. And I think, as Jacob so eloquently put, it's a work in progress when it comes to net self-care is not selfish.
For sure.
So why is this topic of self-care so important to you?
Jacob's way ahead of where I was in figuring that out when he got into it in college. I was actually so busy. Well, just to back it up a bit, as a young girl, I grew up and my messaging from my parents was, be a good girl, do as you're told, all of that kind of stuff. And I, when I was in school, I was an honor student all the way through school. And, but if I came home and I had an 85%, my father would say, where's the other 15%? It was like, you had to be this perfect person or something. So I had been busy all my life trying to meet those expectations of everybody else. And about 16, 17 years ago, I was actually in getting a haircut and I had this aha moment that, wait a minute, what am I doing? I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, doing all of these things. I had left the corporate world, a senior position in management, to start my own business. But just in case, I had also started working with my husband in his business. So I was splitting my time and it was like I had one foot on the dock and one in the boat. And it was not workable. And that's when it was like, wait a minute, instead of putting everyone and everything else first, I need to look after myself. And so it was a long journey for me figuring that out and starting to do it. And it aligns with what I teach and do in my work as you do. And so that's where I came from. And then in my work, I had experiences. There's one client that I worked with who by all external measures was really excelling. She had a very senior position, was a woman in her late 30s, very fit, very athletic, had a high position, very successful, two daughters, and twice a week though she would fly. She lived in San Francisco. Her main client was in New York. Twice a week, she would leave, tuck her kids into bed, take the night flight to New York, work all day in New York, and then fly back home to try and get back in time to tuck her children into bed. And she realized, she thought she was so fit and everything, and she realized she was actually doing herself in. She wasn't happy doing what she was doing. She was getting all this praise and recognition, but she was miserable. And she ended up choosing to leave that position and take her self-care seriously because she realized she was actually going to jeopardize her own health by being on this treadmill all the time. So I've also had the pleasure of working with people and helping them to kind of align with what's really important to them.
And that is so true. And I it's funny, as you were talking, I'm going, geez, I feel like, was I Janet's client? Because I was in great physical shape. I was preparing for a half marathon. Was probably a good 20, 25 pounds lighter than I am now. But I actually had a stroke because I wasn't taking care of myself completely. I had high stress and I was so worried about what everybody else was doing and trying to put everything still on my plate when I should have been taking that break. And I think people forget about that. And it's, and Jacob is, and I think a lot of today's society is looking better at taking their self-care seriously. And anytime I think that, am I being selfish? I think to myself, what am I presenting to, my kids I coach from an athletic perspective? How am I walking the walk? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? And what does my son also think? Am I taking time for myself so that he knows he needs to do the same thing? And then in the future, perhaps his wife, his children, whatever that might be. And so I think that topic is very important. And I think especially now, right? I think we're all realizing now how things have changed. What is important to us and how do we do that? But I'm wondering, and I know I've asked myself this question, is why did I choose to be so busy pre-COVID And why are we so busy doing things, right? So what are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that are that from the time we're born, we are evaluated, measured, congratulated on what we're doing. From the time we're in infancy and we learn to crawl or walk or learn to talk, and when we, you know, get a bit older and we're in either sports or going to school or whatever we're doing, it's all about what we're doing. And through school, where our grades, it's how are we doing in school. Then we graduate from school and we go out into the workforce, and literally whether we're hired, whether we're kept on, our salaries, any promotions, all of that is based on our doing. It's not on who and how we are being. It's the activity. It's what we're putting out there. And very seldom is the doing of self-care part of that. It's on the accomplishments, on the next level. And I've coached people who, you know, get to the next level. And they may have been outstanding salespeople and they are promoted to management and they absolutely hate it. That's the next step. They've got to go that next step. It's the doing. So that, I think, is programmed in our society. And hopefully one of the benefits that comes out of this COVID crisis will be that we step back and take a good look at what is really balancing our lives and how that benefits us.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point, because when you first meet somebody, at least in the Western culture, a lot of the times it's when you first introduce somebody and you ask a question, oh, what do you do? Right. It's career focused, and yet that doesn't define you. And I think it is more people. We got to get out of that mindset too. Well, so you're giving away a free ebook named Being First. Before we get into how people can get that a copy of that, what do you mean by being first? It's not literally being first, like being number one, correct?
Correct. It's about being mindful of who and how we want to be and making that the point from which we make our choices and how we show up in life. So it's really, and it takes some stepping back and really figuring out what are my values, what is important to me, how do I want to show up in the world, what impact do I want to have with my presence. And so it's not about all the accomplishments, and it's not about ditching your life completely, but it's about stepping back and realizing who is that authentic person that's me, and bringing that person and what you or I love to do, what brings value and meaning to our lives, and coming from that space. So it's choosing who and how we want to be, and then what we do in life coming from that perspective.
Love that. So in your ebook, Being First, you talk about how a person can figure out who and how they want to be when they are caught up in the doingness of life. Give us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, I use an acronym of being real, and the real stands for being resonant, empowered, authentic, and limitless. And the ebook outlines this in some detail, but the resonant is we're all energetic beings and we vibrate at different energies. If we're in a negative mood, our vibration level is very low. When we're And love is the highest vibration that we have. If we're in a positive mood, we're resonating at a higher level. And the thing is, where we resonate is what we attract in our lives, and also what we put out there to other people. So it's about figuring out what brings you joy, how you express that. And so really resonating with what inspires and empowers you. And then when we get to the empowered, it's living life on your terms and speaking your truth. So it's taking responsibility for everything in your life and realizing that we choose how to respond to life circumstances, people in life, those things, and we always have a choice. And we can choose to come with a fight, flight, freeze or facade kind of mentality, or we can instead of fighting, we can come with courtesy. Instead of fleeing something, we can have integrity and face it and deal with it. Instead of freezing, we can be open. And instead of a facade, we can be honest with people. So that's, in a nutshell, the empowered piece. And in the ebook, it talks much more about that. Then the authentic part is about being genuine and expressing your talents, your strengths, your uniqueness. And I have an exercise in there to lead people through figuring that out. And it's called Why Be Do. So what is the why? Is what is my purpose, my mission in life? And then B, what is my vision? How do I bring that? What's my beingness going to be? And the doing part is bringing your why and your be to life. So this is very much what I'm talking about with the being first is, you know, why am I here? Who do I want to be? And then how do I do that? And then the limitless is a result of being resonant and empowered and authentic. It's having that positive and inspiring impact. And we are truly limitless. I don't know if you've ever encountered someone that you've, especially in the type of work that you do, where someone, you may hear that someone's passed on something you did and it's gone down the line and it's rippled out there. It's like a pond that the ripples go out. And we may approach a total stranger and show an act of kindness or just even saying hello to somebody or when they're in need can really shift their life. And we may never know the power of what we have done, and it ripples out. And what you or I or someone does with someone may shift their life, and they in turn pass that on and it goes on. So that's the limitless aspect, is that we never know how a simple act can impact people and share love and joy, or how we may know as well if, you know, if we end up having the opportunity to be out there and spreading a message and doing really wonderful work and making a difference in people's lives.
And I think
so that's it.
I love all that. And I think if you are interested in a free copy of Janet's ebook where she goes into more detail and has that exercise, it's called Being First. Message us here at Get Rooted Radio with your name and email, and we will get a copy out to you. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the importance of self-care. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you trying to lose weight, but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrian Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrian or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. I'd like to welcome back my guest, Janet Christensen, where we are continuing our discussion on self-care. Welcome back, Janet.
Thank you.
And if you missed the, I am so glad you're here. So if you missed at the end of last, segment, we talked about getting a free copy of Janet's ebook, Being First. Just message us here at Get Rooted Radio with your name and email, and we will get a copy right out to you. So let's get into the discussion about why is self-care important? So Janet, why is it, in your opinion, why is self-care so important?
Well, it's kind of like I can draw some comparisons here in real life situations. So if you have a glass of water and you keep taking some of the water and taking some more and taking some more, and you don't refill the glass, your glass ends up being empty. Similarly, when you're on a plane, when they tell you to put on, you know, do the whole thing about oxygen masks, it's put on your own mask first. So that you're able to help somebody else, you've got to do that first to look after yourself so that you can be there for someone else. And it's like bank accounts. You can't keep taking money out without putting money in. So you've got to keep depositing in order to withdraw. Or the other one is gas tanks in a car. If you drive your car and you don't start refilling the tank, you'll run out of gas. So in all of those cases, it's about refilling, replenishing. And that's what we need to do, because if we keep drawing on our energy, on our mental, physical, spiritual energy, then we're going to deplete it. And if we don't look after ourselves, we're going to pay a big price. And so are the people around us, because we're not going to be able to be there for them. But most importantly, we can't be there for ourselves and do the self, unless we take the self-care route.
Completely agree. And I think it's just like you said, you can't pour from an empty cup. The same type of thing is if you aren't, I like the analogy, because we're so technology focused, I think now, is that everything works if you just unplug it for a while. And I think including ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And I love that, because it's true. And unplugging can be a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But self-love can equate to that self-care, and it helps by setting those boundaries, right? You need to know, what do you deserve? What do you need in order to have the best you, so that you can give the best you to your loved ones and the people around you? And I love that.
It's really about the being first, again, reconnecting with that as well, and coming from that space of who and how you want to be. And that's the self-care takes you to that space as well.
Yes. So one of the things that I like to see is in leadership, you have people around you, you know, you surround yourself with good people. If you have this leader mentality, And you surround yourself with people that can help you grow as much as you're helping them grow. But how does self-care relevant to leadership?
Well, it's, and I just wanted to take a step back for a second with that, because leadership is more than just a title or a role.
Yes.
It's doesn't necessarily, the title or the role doesn't necessarily make someone a great leader, nor does it nullify, if you've got that title or role, it doesn't nullify the fact that you as an individual can have. So leadership, really, we're all leaders in our own way. There is, yes, that title, that position, but we all lead. We lead as parents. We lead, yes, you know, in how we show up at things. So that's, it's more than a title or a role. It's part of being a person. And everyone has people in their lives who they influence. So that's why the leadership is important. And we influence positively or negatively by design or by default. It's not, nothing is neutral. So the self-care part is making sure that we, when we're there, that we're influencing because we're looking after ourselves. And so we're giving ourselves that opportunity to show up and be the best we can be because of self-care. And it's about nourishing us, and that it's like that ripple effect with that then goes out and has a positive impact around us. So as a leader, practicing self-care actually ensures that you're mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually energized, and you show up as your optimum self and lead by design. So it's not accidental. It's like that being who and how you want to be.
I love that, because it is, leadership is an attitude, right? It's not having an attitude, but it's that it's part of you. And I love how you talked about that. So from an individual perspective, and we're going to get into the next segment on what self-care looks like for you, but how does one, I want to say, evolve into really having that self-care leadership module, right? How do you get into that? You know, because I know, like you said, it's vital that a great leadership also encourages self-care. But mm-hmm. How do you model that? How do you show that in a leader or as a leader?
As a leader, I think if we look at it with if we look at poor leadership and how that shows up often in leadership roles, actually, with a lot, I coached a lot of senior managers, and poor leadership is really about pushing people to their limits and demanding more and more without ensuring that they have the knowledge and the time to practice self-care. And whereas good, solid leadership is about helping people discover and develop their own talents, it's mm-hmm. helping them practice, giving them the encouragement and the time and the opportunity to practice the self-care. And making sure when they have a conversation, you know, what are you doing to look after yourself? You know, are there activities? What do you enjoy doing? It's having those engaging conversations and encouraging and supporting that with the people when you're in a formal leadership role or an informal one. It's asking those questions and encouraging that within them so that they realize, A, it's okay. B, it's actually quite important and necessary, and really just engaging in those conversations to say, you know what, it's not just okay. You really need to do this to look after yourself. Because if you're, you know, if someone pushes themselves to the point of becoming ill or whatever, or fed up and leaving or whatever it is, then that's a lose-lose situation. It's not a win-win situation. So it's making it encouraged and really, encouraged and being valued for that. I think that you're practicing self-care and modeling it.
Yes. No, and I think that's important. I mean, you know, we get into a whole debate on multitasking and you know, well, I mean, I can multitask with the best of them, but that doesn't mean I'm showing good work or quality work in anything I'm doing if I'm trying to do too many things at once. It's the same thing, I think, with self-care is, are you modeling that? Are you encouraging people to take those vacation days, to take those days off? Because when they come back refreshed, you're going to have better quality work in the workplace, right? And then as well as your leadership roles outside of the office environment, right? Whether it's mentoring your family, a colleague, whatever that might be. And I think it's what you mentioned is perfect because we need to model that in everything and every way that we can.
Yes. And including, I think, where perhaps we've struggled a bit with, you know, wow, for me trying, you know, it was really tough for me to learn to take self-care, to give myself permission for that.
Yes.
And now I realize how valuable it is. So it, sometimes it's about sharing those stories and experiences so that people go, oh, okay, it's not just me.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we will discuss what self-care looks like for you. I'm Erica Gifford-Bills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth's guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. I'd like to welcome back my guest, Janet Christensen, speaker, author, coach, and where we are continuing our discussion on self-care. So self-care looks different for each person, just like their own style. And Janet, in a couple of your different collaboration books, you've talked about having a one-size-fits-all plan to make it easy. Is that even the case?
No, sorry to tell you this, no, it's not. It's a good news, bad news thing. Actually, there is no one-size-fits-all plan because we're all different. And what engages and energizes one person doesn't necessarily engage and energize the next person. So the good side, though, is that you get to choose. So it allows you to go out and experiment with some different things and figure out what you do like, what does work for you. And there's a host of things to look at and explore and try and see what works for you. It's really about that. But the important thing is to create some structure for a self-care plan to flourish. You really need to, it can't be, initially when you're looking, you can be out there and exploring, but once you create the plan, you do need some structure to it, which means a daily routine that looks at something to, address the four categories of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Some of which can overlap in some things, but for example, you could be doing a physical and a spiritual thing at the same time. If you're doing a nature walk, you're out walking in yes. nature, you're being in the present, that type of thing. But you do need to create a routine.
And this is one of the reasons I was so excited to have you on the show, because my business is Balanced Symmetry. So it's, having a balanced self, a balanced life, and especially surrounding those four categories, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, because you do need to be in balance. I think that sometimes people spend so much time, and I'll just give an example of like weight loss. They're so focused maybe on their physical aspect that they don't leave time or make a for their emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being. And then they're wondering, why am I lacking? Why do I feel like I have a flat tire, right? It's not balanced. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you might not have four separate activities. You could have one that cross paths with both or all four. So you said a routine, a daily routine. How does one go about creating a routine?
Well, I think what the first step is to really start looking at some different things and look at ideas for ways to practice self-care. So you might have, there's a lot out there. I've got a list, in front of me here that I can just quickly read through. And please don't get overwhelmed when I say this. This is to choose from. This is trying to do each and every one of these. So there's things like yoga or writing in a gratitude journal. That's something I do every night when I go to bed. I have a gratitude journal on right next to my bed. And the last thing I do is I write five things that I'm grateful for that day. So things like that. Meditation. It could be prayer. It could be reading a few pages from an inspiring book. Or as I mentioned before, going outside and being present in nature. Writing in a journal for at least 10 minutes. Doing exercises. Or what they call the daily 10, at least 10 minutes of movement, so that, you're walking or whatever, riding a bike or something like that, whatever turns your crank kind of thing. Or it might be a different activity, like taking a few minutes to draw or to paint or to dance or to sing or to drum, to smudge, to clear energy. You could utilize crystal energy by holding or meditating with a crystal of your choice in your hand. Mindful walking, taking a relaxing bath can be part of it. Using positive affirmations. So what the key is to ask yourself, what resonates as self-care for me? That's the thing. And what nourishes my soul and what makes me feel more connected and happier. Those are the things to ask yourself. Yoga isn't for everybody. It's what works for you. And sometimes you need to go out and try these things. But it's have fun with it. Experiment, have fun with it, and figure out what it is that works for you to take the time. That's the first step. And then the next step is to structure your time for the self-care. So daily practices work best when actually when experienced at the start of the day. If you can get up and do it first, you're kind of in a good space if that works for you. For some people, maybe it may not work, depending on your schedules. But if possible, set an amount of time that you're willing to spend on your self-care each morning. And that really sets your day off on a great path when you're able to do that. If mornings aren't possible, set a time of day that will work for you consistently. That's the other thing. It's important to have uninterrupted time for this. So, yes. And then the other part is, in order to be consistent, be realistic about the length of time you will invest in your self-care. Is it 15 minutes a day? Is it 20 or 30? An hour? Whatever it is. You may even want to have two different versions for your practice, a shorter timeline for when that is what's feasible, and a longer timeline for days that you're able to make more time. So it's you can adjust it, but the important thing is the consistency of having the self-care practice.
And I think that's so important, is that, you know, do what works for you, right? Is it something you enjoy? Because if you enjoy it, you're going to continue to do it. Is it something mm-hmm. that works for your schedule? And I like that, you know, you got to schedule it. I mean, you think about it as you're the quote unquote doctor. You have a doctor's appointment. It's on your calendar. You don't just cancel it. You're the doctor in this case. You're doing the self-care, and don't cancel an appointment with yourself.
Absolutely. That's it.
Yes. And I think that goes
you have to make yourself a priority.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, who's going to? It's just like showing how you want to be treated. If you don't treat yourself the way you deserve to be treated and want to be treated, how are others going to see that?
Yes. And again, this is all part of the modeling too, setting that example of taking the time to do this, you know, and modeling that to your children, your friends, coworkers, whatever it is, you know, that's also part of the leadership part with this. But absolutely, if we need to, it's really about practicing self-love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think, I know you talked about, you know, when do you begin? What is your commitment? And then how do you reevaluate as you're going?
Yes. And the time to begin is now. Don't wait for perfection. Just start. Experiment with it, but just start doing it. And that's the most important thing, is if you're one of these people that has to have it all perfectly set up before you start, you'll never do it. So just start, please. Just start.
Yes.
And absolutely evaluate along the way. So once you feel in a groove with your practice, assess how it's going and make adjustments where you want to make adjustments. It's not set in cement. You know, if there's things that need to be shifted a bit, shift them. Try that out. And you might want to ask yourself, you know, some of the following questions. How do I feel mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually? You know, how is this affecting me? How am I feeling? What have I noticed is different about myself? What parts of my daily practice do I really enjoy? And are there parts of my daily practice that I feel are difficult? And if so, what, you know, does something need to shift with them? What areas of my life do I feel aligned with now that I'm doing this self-care? And am I keeping my commitment to myself? That's one of the things. I think it's important actually to write it down, your commitment to doing this. It's important to write it down and have it somewhere that you will see it. And remember that this is a practice. It's not a perfection. So celebrate your commitment and your successes. That's so important. Acknowledge what you are doing and congratulate yourself on that. And fire the perfectionist. Because I'm a self-recovering perfectionist. And you need to fire the perfectionist, because that will never works in your favor. Believe me, if you're a perfectionist.
Well, yeah. We're going to take just a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to celebrate what we've learned so far and talk about more self-care options. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Tune in to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne Taylor King and Denise Stegall, committed to guiding your journey through the world through mindfulness and personal care. These ladies are rebellious, real, funny, and powerful, helping you realize your full potential while navigating the twists and turns life always brings us. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events on upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. I'd like to welcome back my guest, Janet Christensen, where we have been talking about self-care, and I'm hoping you are taking notes so that you can get out there and start that self-care now. So Janet, you are giving away an ebook, Being First. People can write into the show and let me know their name and email address, and we will get a copy of that ebook out to them. But what are some other ways to take time for self-care?
Well, in addition to your commitment to a self-care practice, a daily self-care practice, there's other ways to take time out for additional ways. Don't give up your daily practice. But other ways are think about what you need to refuel and re-energize. So what feeds your soul? There may be things that you enjoy either by yourself or with other people, like sports or activities like yoga, tai chi, Pilates, swimming, jogging, bike riding. Are there hobbies and crafts? I go down to Mexico every winter, and we have a rug hooking group down there. And it's as much about the community that we have sitting there hooking handmade rugs as it is about the rug hooking. It's that connection that we have. So hobbies or crafts, social get-togethers, getaways, retreats. Do you want to go on a retreat or travel? Dancing, playing or listening to music, going to the theater, reading. So all of those things that engage and energize you, that's also taking time for those things that you love doing is also a way of practicing self-care. And just remember that time is a limited resource. Once it's passed, it's gone. So just think about when you invest your time, how do you label your time? When you invest it, what are you doing? When you spend your time, what are you doing? You know, when we invest in something, we're putting something with an expectation in it. When we spend it, we've spent that money, for example. It's different between investing money and spending it. When you waste your time, what are you doing? And when your time is involved in what we call shoulds, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, what are you doing? So is when your time passes joyfully without you noticing because you're engaged and wrapped in an activity, what are you doing when you're just in that blissful state that time passes and it just, you don't care. It's just wonderful. Think about that. What are you doing? And, you know, the answers to these questions may cause you to rethink your choices and say, you know, yes to what really engages and inspires you. One other suggestion is to take a news and social media break. And I know that's tough and we're so wrapped up in that. But if you can take a break from that, that also is really good. And if you can't escape from it for a day or whatever, if you can just say, okay, I'm only going to look at it for 15 minutes or half an hour, whatever you can do to step away and not be so caught up in the news and social media and the, you know, cell phone and all of that stuff. It's just to take a break once in a while. I'm not saying all the time because we value those connections, but a mindful break just to not have to be engaged with that stuff is you'll have better sleep, improved relationships, increased creativity, and a greater sense of yourself and your needs. So there, I call this the elimination diet. Remove anger, regret, resentment, guilt, blame, and worry. Then watch your health and life improve. And that's a quote from Charles Glassman.
So I love that.
It's really about doing that.
So we are co-authors in the new Female Leader, a women's book for dynamic leadership skills. And your chapter is titled Self-Care is Not Selfish. And you referenced something about being full of grace. Tell me about that, because I really want listeners to hear that.
Well, when we take self-care and have greater attention, you can reach a state of grace. And grace stands for G for grounded, R for relaxed, A for aware, C for centered, and E for energized. So if you can notice how graceful you feel, you might feel that sometimes you're feeling way more grounded and relaxed, but not quite as aware or centered or energized, or maybe you're feeling centered and aware, but not as energized. It depends where you are, but the idea is to be that when we're taking self-care, we can reach that point of being living in grace, where we are fully grounded and relaxed and aware and centered and energized. And can you imagine how that would feel? How peaceful, how joyful. It just would feel magical getting to that state of having that level of grace in your life. It's just would make such a difference in the way that you show up and the way you lead every day and the way that you live your life. Just having that graceful presence for yourself and for people who know and see you and interact with you. And that is truly, when we can show up with that level of grace, we are truly, truly leading with integrity and mindfulness and authenticity. It's magical. It's really magical.
So, and I love that again. So for the listeners, that was being full of grace. So G is grounded, R is relaxed, A is aware, C is centered, and E is energized.
Correct.
And I love that.
I just want to acknowledge that I got that from, it was a daily strategic attraction tip from perfectcustomers.com. So I'm not taking credit for inventing that. It came from perfectcustomers.com. But I think it's a wonderful ideal to to aspire to.
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, it goes to when we can do that, it's that ripple effect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so very much, Janet, for being part of the show today. I am honored to have you as a guest. And even though I know you're semi-retired, I hope to work with you again in the future. And I don't think either of us could ever remind people enough and show them the importance of self-care.
Well, thank you for this opportunity. I really enjoyed this being on the radio show, and I hope I've inspired some people and maybe inspired them to shift into grace.
Thank you
so
much.
Great. Thank you so much, Erica.
Yes, and I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do and then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take action. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my 12-week signature group coaching series, The Rooted Life. This series will assist you in achieving your goals and moving forward by letting go of the things that no longer serve you, learning to love yourself and others fully, and living life to its fullest. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to learn more about the 12-week series and to get that free Empower Hour. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.